Blog Talk Radio.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Hello. Welcome to the Sword and Shield Show. My name is Catherine Resendez, and I'm your host. Tonight we're having just a very short episode of the show. And in the future, because of conflicts of schedule and time restraints, I may be doing the show and doing podcasts instead of a live show. And most likely we'll be posting still on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 p.m. But I'll have confirmation of that in the next week or so. And I hope that you can still tune in and tell other people about the Sword and Shield Show, where our main purpose, our main focus, is to spread the good news of the gospel message. And so tonight, of course, I'll be reading from the Bible. I'm going to be reading one chapter from 1 Samuel. From 1 Samuel, it'll be chapter 10, the account of Samuel anointing Saul as the first king of the Israelites. And so let's begin with a scripture verse, one of my favorites, from Hebrews. Chapter 4, verse 16, that reminds us that we can always depend on the Lord. No matter what is happening, we can always come to the Lord to receive grace and mercy when we need it. The Lord is always there for us. He tells us over and over again that He will never leave us nor forsake us. And in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16, He says, so let us come boldly to the throne of grace that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Tonight, I just want to talk briefly about how the Lord speaks to us. There are many ways that the Lord can speak to each and every one of us. But here in chapter 10 of 1 Samuel, the Lord spoke to Samuel, spoke to Saul through Samuel, and sent prophet Samuel to anoint Saul as the king, the first king of his people, because they wanted a king, as other people had, to protect them in battle, to protect them from their enemies. Even though they had the Lord God Himself as their king and protector and provider. And so they got what they wanted. And later, many of them, certain points in time, the people rejected the Lord, thinking that they knew better or they didn't want what the Lord had to offer. They weren't satisfied with what the Lord had to offer. They wanted more. They wanted to have their own way. Not realizing, of course, in the beginning that they were making trouble for themselves. They were asking for trouble. And they were so much better off when they trusted the Lord and waited on Him for His timing. Instead of being satisfied with what the Lord provided them so many times, they complained and were selfish and greedy and wanted more. They wanted to have their own way, to go their own way in life, as if they thought that the Lord wasn't being good enough to them, that He was holding something back from them, holding out on them, which, of course, was what Adam and Eve thought when they were deceived by the serpent, by Satan. Instead of trusting the Lord, they listened to another voice and brought destruction on themselves. And we do that today. The Lord is still speaking today, and He's speaking all the time. We just need to tune in and listen. When Samuel went to, or before Samuel went to anoint Saul as king, he, of course, was spending time with the Lord. He was a prophet. In those days, prophets were also called seers. And the Lord spoke through them. They spoke for the Lord. He used them as vessels, and so that was the case here. Saul appeared to be very, very timid and didn't think that he could be king, as many others, as many other servants of the Lord. When God called them, they did not have confidence to do what he called them to do. But he provided for them and gave them, he equipped them with everything they needed. And he does the same for us today. Although many times we don't recognize that, and we shy away or back up when he calls us to move forward. And we all have our stories, and I know that I have done that many times. I've made many mistakes because I wasn't trusting the Lord. I felt insecure or insignificant. I had no confidence. I didn't understand how I could do that. And so many times I missed out on blessings that the Lord wanted to give me and the things that he called me to do to serve him. And so that's the case today in this message in 1 Samuel chapter 10. This is the story of how Saul came to be pining, not satisfied, and wanting to have a human king over them. Supposedly, well, I'm supposing that they thought they would be better off, that they would have more freedom. Whatever the reason, they made a huge mistake. They were wrong. They hurt themselves. And they wound up paying for it, of course. We do the same thing today. We are so much better off if we just listen to the Word of God. He speaks to other people, to us. Again, he has many ways to speak to each one of us. And when we know that the Lord is calling us to do something, when we know that it is the Lord speaking to us or leading us, I don't mean with an audible voice, but we know, those of us who believe in and know, have a personal relationship with and follow the Lord Jesus Christ, whom we believe is God, who is one with Jehovah God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the triune God, God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We know that the Lord speaks to us. We know that he leads us. He calls us. And when he does, he promises to equip us to do whatever he's calling us to do, even though we can't see our way clear to do that and can't understand how we could do it. Many times, that's exactly how we feel. So anyway, I want to read this account of the anointing of Saul. And if anyone is actually listening, I hope you'll be really blessed by this. And I want you to know that God is real. He is alive. And he is still speaking today. He does speak today. And we need to listen. We need to be aware of that. We need to listen and pay attention to what he wants to say to us. And sometimes it's just a matter of putting aside all the distractions, finding a place to be quiet and still, and say to the Lord that we want to hear what he has to say to us. And then we need to listen with an open mind. Excuse me. We need to listen with an open mind as innocent children do. So I want to read this. If you have a Bible, I hope you'll read along with me. Okay, I want to say a short prayer first. Dear Lord, we submit ourselves to you. I submit myself to you here now, Lord God, knowing that Satan must flee from me. We know that as we do that, Satan must flee from us. And Lord, we offer ourselves to you as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto you, Lord God Jehovah. Lord God Christ Jesus, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And we give you thanks and praise, Lord God. And we renounce and reject and resist Satan and all evil. We ask you, Lord, to help us understand your holy scriptures and apply them appropriately to our daily lives. And we ask it in Jesus' name, Lord. Thank you, Father. Amen. And so now here I'm going to read from 1 Samuel chapter 10. And now this says, first I'm going to start at verse 27 in the previous chapter. So that's 1 Samuel chapter 9. I'm starting at verse 27, and then I'll go right into chapter. As they were going down to the outskirt of the city, Samuel said to Saul, "Tell the servant to go on ahead of us." And he went on. "But you stand here a while, that I may announce to you the word of God." And so here now we begin in chapter 10, where Samuel is anointing Saul. And it says, "Then Samuel took a flask of oil and poured it on his head and kissed him and said, 'Is it not because the Lord has anointed you commander over his inheritance? When you have departed from me today, you will find two men at Rachel's tomb in the territory of Benjamin at Zilzah. And they will say to you, "The donkeys which you went to look for have been found, and now your father has ceased caring about the donkeys and is worrying about you, saying, "Shall I do for my son?" Then you shall go on forward from there and come to the terebinth tree of Tabor. There three men going up to God at Bethel will meet you, one carrying three young goats, another carrying three loaves of bread, and another carrying a skin of wine. And they will greet you and give you two loaves of bread, which you shall receive from their hands. After that, you shall come to the hill of God, where the Philistine garrison is. And it will happen when you have come there to the city that you will meet a group of prophets coming down from the high place with a stringed instrument, a tambourine, a flute, and a harp before them, and they will be prophesying. Then the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you will prophesy with them and be turned into another man. And let it be, when these signs come to you, that you do as the occasion demands, for God is with you. You shall go down before me to Gilgal, and surely I will come down to you to offer burnt offerings and make sacrifices of peace offerings. Days you shall wait till I come to you and show you what you should do." So it was, when he had turned his back to go from Samuel, that God gave him another heart, and all those signs came to pass that day. When they came there to the hill, there was a group of prophets to meet him. Then the Spirit of God came upon him, and he prophesied among them. And it happened, when all who knew him formerly saw that he indeed prophesied among the prophets, that the people said to one another, "What is this that has come upon the son of Kish? Is Saul also among the prophets?" Then a man from there answered and said, "But who is their father?" Therefore, it became a proverb, "Is Saul also among the prophets?" And when he had finished prophesying, he went to the high place. Then Saul's uncle said to him and his servant, "So," he said, "to look for the donkeys. When we saw that they were nowhere to be found, we went to Samuel." And Saul's uncle said, "Tell me, please, what Samuel said to you." So Samuel said to his uncle, "He told us plainly that the donkeys had been found, but about the matter of the kingdom, he did not tell him what Samuel had said." Then Samuel called the people together to the Lord at Mizpah and said to the children of Israel, "Thus says the Lord God of Israel, I brought up Israel out of Egypt and delivered you from the hand of the Egyptians and from the hand of all the kingdoms and from those who oppressed you. But you have today rejected your God, who himself saved you from all your adversaries and your tribulations, and you have said to him, No, set a king over us. Now, therefore, present yourselves before the Lord by your tribes and by your clans. And when Samuel had caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, the tribe of Benjamin was chosen. When he had caused the tribe of Benjamin to come near by their families, the family of Matri was chosen, and Saul the son of Kish was chosen. But when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further, Has the man come here yet? And the Lord answered, There he is, hidden among the equipment. So they ran and brought him among the people. He was taller than any of the people from his shoulders upward. And Samuel said to all the people, Do you see him whom the Lord has chosen? That there is no one like him among all the people. So all the people shouted and said, Long live the king! Then Samuel explained to the people the behavior of royalty and wrote in a book and laid it up before the Lord. And Samuel sent all the people away, every man to his house. And Saul went home to Gibeah, and valiant men went with him whose hearts God had touched. But some rebels said, How can this man save us? So they despised him and brought him no presents, but he held his peace. The Lord literally spoke through Samuel to Saul, as he did through all his prophets. Remember, at certain times in the Bible, they were called seers. They were prophets of God. They spoke for the Lord. He used them as vessels to serve his people, to serve him, and bring glory and honor and praise to himself and to bless his people. And the Lord does the same thing today through his servants, his children, those who follow him, who not only believe that he exists, but who believe in him, who take to study his word and meditate on it, and to follow his commandments as best they can. The Lord knows that we are not perfect. None of us are. But when we seek him, he tells us we should seek him, seek the Lord, draw nearer to him so that he can draw nearer to us. He does. He does draw near to us. He has given us his Holy Spirit to live in our hearts, to live out the Christian life through us. As Samuel told Saul, that the Holy Spirit, that the Spirit of God would come upon him, which he did, and he enabled him to prophesy. That doesn't mean that each and every one of us will prophesy, but it is possible. The Lord does give spiritual gifts. One of them is the gift of prophecy. The Holy Spirit gives each and every one of us one or more spiritual gifts when we receive Jesus as our Savior. And the way to do that is to confess and repent of our sins to the Lord Jesus. Jesus is the one who died for us. He is the one who shed his blood, allowed his own precious blood to be shed on Calvary. Jesus is the one who died on the cross to pay the debt for our sins. He's the one who rose again from the dead, and by his resurrection, an assurance of eternal life with him in the kingdom of heaven forever. He also tells us that he is the only way to the Father. Many people say that there are many roads to heaven. Many people say also that all religions teach the same thing. But of course, that is not true. Every so often I hear people say that all roads lead to heaven, that everyone is going to go to heaven. And those of us who are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we know that that is not true, and many people are being deceived, and we need to let them know. It tells us very plainly in the scriptures that he is the only way to the Father. And if we cannot get to the Father, we surely cannot get to heaven. all of us will come before God. That's true. All of us will come before God, some of us for reward and some of us for judgment. And those of us who are going to be judged for our misdeeds, for our sins, for rejecting God, for not receiving Him, those of us who will be judged by God for not receiving Him, for not accepting Him, for not living for Him, for not having a personal, intimate relationship with Him, we will be separated from Him forever. There are only two places we can go, either to heaven or to hell. Those who will be rewarded will be in heaven with the Lord, of course. Everyone else will be in hell. Everyone else will be separated from the Lord forever. And that's not my personal opinion. That's not just what I think, but that's what the Lord tells us in the Bible. And so I'd like to invite anyone who may be listening to confess your sins to the Lord and repent of them. All you need to do is trust by faith that Jesus is the Lord, that He is God, that He for our sins and He rose again, and by doing that He gives us the hope and assurance of eternal life with Him in heaven. So I'd like to invite you to pray this way. Would you confess to the Lord and repent of your sins? And to repent means to make a change. So I invite you to say this short prayer, if you will. Lord Jesus, I trust by faith that You are God, that You died on the cross to pay the debt for my sins, to set me free, that You rose again from the dead so that we can rise again to be with You in heaven. I want to be with You in heaven. Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins, understanding that that means I need to make a change and turn away from my old way of life and live for You. I want to be with You in heaven. Will You please come into my heart and be my personal Savior and live out the Christian life through me? If you prayed that prayer from your heart and you meant it, then you can be assured that you will be with Jesus in heaven. Now what you should do is join a church that teaches the Word of God directly from the Bible. Doing that is not going to get you into heaven. You just receive Jesus as your Savior. It's a free gift. Going to heaven, being saved, salvation is a free gift from God. And we get that. We are saved by grace through faith. Again, the grace of God. The grace of God. We can come to the throne of grace anytime, asking the Lord for help. And so we are saved by grace, by the grace of God, through faith in Jesus as His Son. So read the Bible every day and do what it says. Pray to the Lord every day. Tell other people what you have done and tell them how they can be saved also. Don't you want to see those people you love in heaven? It may be very difficult, but ask the Holy Spirit to help you find a way to tell those people you love and care about how they can get to heaven too. To confess and repent of their sins, trust in Jesus as the Savior, and live for Him. Until next time, I hope that you will come to know the love, the peace, and the joy of the Lord Jesus Christ, and tell everyone that life, no one should take their own life, because it belongs to the Lord, and there is always hope if you just call on Jesus to help. He says that when we cry out to Him in a loud voice, He will come and help us. So cry out to Jesus. Cry out to Jesus, and know that your life is precious and He loves you. So call on Jesus. Ask Him to help you for whatever you need. He provides for all of our needs. Just speak to Him from your heart. Don't give up. There is always hope as long as we have breath and we know the Lord Jesus. So again, ask Jesus to help you when you are feeling hopeless. May God bless you more. Until next time, this is the Sword and Shield Show. I'm Catherine Resendez. Good night.